Today in Turkey, demonstrators protested against this week's four terrorist bombings. The protest came amid funerals for some of the 50 or more people killed in the attacks on two synagogues, a British consulate, and a British-based bank, all of them in Istanbul. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he believes that Turks were involved in the attacks that have now outraged their fellow citizens. NPR's Guy Raz filed this report from Istanbul.
It was billed as a peace march against terrorism. But among the 10,000 residents of Istanbul who turned out, the demonstration appeared more like a rally against American foreign policy. There was little attempt to conceal the widely held view here that America is somehow responsible for the global terrorism that has now reached Turkey. Marchers chanted, "America is a terrorist state," and carried placards with photos of President Bush dressed as Osama bin Laden. Prime Minister Erdogan and his government have said Turkey is now at the frontier in the fight against terrorism. Many public officials regard these bombings as attacks on Turkey. This afternoon, though, here in Istanbul, there was a different take. 71-year-old Adem Kurtuluş wore a pin of the image of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the Secular Republic's founder. Like so many of the marchers, Kurtuluş held the United States responsible for the bombings here.
Terrorizi dünyada yaratan Amerika yarattı.
America created terrorism in the world. America is the one creating the biggest terrorism, American imperialism and power.
It's now a widely held view among ordinary Turks that somehow America was responsible, that Turkey's political ties with Israel and the West make it a target. Salih Özel of Istanbul Bilgi University says it's a perspective supported by the country's media elite.
There is a poisonous discourse that our supposedly best minds look at the world in either from a perspective of either conspiracy or linkage between what goes on in Iraq or in Israel and what went on here, and therefore advertently or inadvertently create excuses, alibis, whatever.
Özel says there's something else at work now. The debate in Turkey over the Middle East conflict often blurs the lines between Israel and the Jews. So in a sense, he says, this discourse created a context where a synagogue bombing could be viewed by some Turks as an attack on Israel, rather than a simple act of murder. Özel says this perception really took off in the run-up to the Iraq war.
At the time of the war, of the waging of the war, that was the debate we had. Whether or not the war was being fought for Israel, and whether or not it was the handiwork of the Jewish cabal. The Turks were not the only ones to say that. Plenty of Europeans have said it.
A group claiming links with Al-Qaeda and an obscure Turkish militant movement, the Great Eastern Islamic Raiders, have taken joint responsibility for the bombings. Ruşen Şakir, an author who writes about Turkish militants, doubts the Islamic Raiders have the capacity to carry out such attacks. Şakir believes Turks were involved, but Turks who are loosely organized with a pan-Islamist agenda.
And they don't have a specific name. We can say that these groups are no-name groups.
Şakir believes Istanbul was selected as the site for the attacks because it enabled a global terror network like Al-Qaeda to send multiple messages.
One target, one purpose is the anti-Semitic purpose. I mean that these people dislike Jewish. Secondly, through the Jewish population, they sent a message to Israel. Third, they attack in Istanbul because they dislike Turkey as a secular country.
And the presence of a modern, fairly progressive government in power, a government with roots in the Islamist movement, actually angers these militant groups more, he adds. When Recep Tayyip Erdogan's AK Party was elected last year, there was an expectation that he would move the country away from its secular core. That never happened. And Erdogan, adds writer Ruşen Şakir, perhaps more than any other figure in the country, has a vested interest in cracking down on Islamic militants in Turkey, if only to prove his credentials as a moderate. Guy Raz, NPR News, Istanbul.